السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في القرآن المجيد: فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة والكافرون هم الظالمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: يا ابن آدم أنفق أنفق عليك، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. In this verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed the believers. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O who you believe, anfiqu. Direct order and command that you must spend from that wealth, from that money which we have provided you. Mimma razaqnakum. No one came in this world from the womb of mother with gold and silver and any kind of currency. Everyone born naked, without even clothing, right? And as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him ability, education, experience, then through that intellect, through that education, through that, you know, understanding, a person accumulate, amass, and earn the money. So actual money is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah huwa al-Razzaq, Zul Quwwati al-Mateen. And we are here in this world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us this wealth for the test. That's why in another place Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitnatun. Verily, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put the wealth first, innama amwalukum, then awlad, then children. Because sometimes the love of wealth is more than even children. He doesn't want to spend even on his own children. You know, that greed, that love of wealth is so deep in the heart. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned wealth first. Innama amwalukum, verily your wealth is more dangerous than your children. Innama amwalukum wa awladukum, both are dangerous, both are a means of fitna, trials and tribulation for your life, for your akhirah. Because as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in one of the hadith, that on Yawm al-Qiyamah there will be five questions. Everybody knows that hadith, we heard so many times. Five questions for each and every one. Amongst those five questions, two questions will be with regard to the wealth. How you earn your wealth, the sources of income, were lawful, were unlawful. And if you earn lawful way, right way, halal, all earnings were halal, still you have to give the hisab how you spend it, for each and every penny, how you spend your wealth. So wealth is the great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the other hand, it is very great test. And that's why most of the ummah is failing in the test of wealth. Because as I said, it is the natural love of the wealth in our hearts. That's why no one wants to spend the money. He loves the money, he loves the wealth. But this is a very great fitna and trial. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us directly, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O who you believe, anfiqu mimma razaqnakum min qabli an ya'tiya yawmun la bay'un fihi wala khullatun wala shafa'a. That remember the day before that day appears, meaning the yawm al-qiyamah, yawm al-hisab, day of resurrection, day of reckoning, where everyone will be present in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Say, يَوْمَ يَأْتِي قَبْلَ أَنْ يَأْتِيَ يَوْمٌ, before the day will appear in front of you, the day will be so severe that لَا بَيْعٌ, there is no business transaction in that day, وَلَا خُلَّةٌ, no your friendship, وَلَا شَفَاعَ, there is no intercession will help you. Basically, Ulama explain, when a person is in trouble, you know, any kind of trouble, whether he's sick, what he's going to do? He's going to spend money, he's going to go to the hospital, pay the bill, give it to doctor, get the medicine, buy the medicine, get cured. Whatever treatment, cost, right? So if he has wealth, he's going to utilize to get cured. Right? Another thing, if a person is in trouble, he goes to his friendship. My friends are so close to me, they love me, they will help me, they will protect me from the enemy. Wala khulla. All the relatives and friends, that is the second reliance for the man who is in trouble. Right? Number one is wealth. He can get out with the wealth, paying wealth, ransom or sickness, whatever as I said. Or second thing is shafa'ah, wala khullatun, meaning friendship, friend circles, or his neighbors, his colleagues, or his relatives. These are the people he is depending on or relying on when he is going through any kind of difficulty. Oh, my friends are there to help me out. And the third thing is shafa'ah. If he is caught up in some kind of crime, for example, and he is arrested or something happened to him, what is going to do? He is going to pick up the phone, is called to those people who had influences to the officials and say, please intercede on my behalf. So if a person is well off, well known, he will pick up the phone and apologize or tell him to get out, you know, free him from this problem. But this will happen in this dunya. It happens in this world. In hereafter, everyone will be individual, independent. In Surah Al-Abbas, we heard so many times, يَوْمَ يَفِّرُ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مِّنْهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ شَأْنٌ يُغْنِيهِ. He will run away from his brother, his parents, his wife, his children. Everybody will be his own problem. He don't want to see anyone. He will run away from each other. That is the yawm. That is the day. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, يَوْمٌ لَا بَيْعٌ فِيهِ وَلَا خُلَّةٌ وَلَا شَفَاعَةٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ. And those who are rejecting, who are not believing, they are oppressing upon themselves. So it's very severe day, very terrific day, very horrible day. What is the solution? What is the getaway from it? Allah Ta'ala mentioned, أَنْفِقُوا. Before you die, whatever wealth you have, spend in path of Allah. If you spend in path of Allah, this wealth, this sadaqah jariyah, this wealth which you spend during your lifetime will help you on that day. Your friends, your wealth, nothing will be helpful to you. Nothing will be beneficial to you except this wealth. The sadaqah jariyah will help you. That's why in one of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that you must protect yourself from the hellfire, even the piece of the date. Walau bitamarin. Insignificant. One piece of date. What's the value of it? Nothing. Right? But if a person has spent that one sadaqah, one khajur, one date in path of Allah as a sadaqah, given to some poor, that little thing will be beneficial on the Yawmul Qiyamah. And that little finch has the power to protect him from the hellfire. We don't understand this. That little date, which is insignificant here, will have so much of power. On the Yawmul Qiyamah, it will be protection from the hellfire. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we have to believe in it. Right? When a person dies, he will wish only one thing, that, oh Allah, send me back into this world and I'll spend my entire wealth in your path. When he dies, he will see the reward and ajar of spending in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When he will wish in front of Allah, oh Allah, grant me second life. Please give me one more chance. Let me go back to this world. And ulama say he won't say to Allah, he will not request to Allah, oh Allah, let me go back to the world. I will pray 24/7 salah. I won't go out from the masjid. I'll spend whole night on musalla. He will not wish or request, oh Allah, send me back. I will fast all year. I won't break my fast. He will not request, oh Allah, I will go for Hajj and Umrah. No amal. Only wish, one desire. Oh Allah, send me back. I will like to spend my entire wealth in your path. So beautiful, my brothers. So this wealth can be a means of salvation and means of destruction, both. That's why Allah Ta'ala says in another place, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. That it should not be means of destruction for you in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says in another place, وَأَنْفِقُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Again, direct command, order. Oh, who you believe, spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَا تُلْقُوا بِأَيْدِيكُمْ إِلَّا تَهْلُكَ. And don't cause yourself or don't throw yourself into destruction, halakat, tahluka. وَأَحْسِنُوا إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And do good actions. Allah loves those who do good amal and good actions. In the hadith of Rasulullah, which is actually hadith of Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directly saying, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Qala Allah ta'ala, Yabna Adam, O son of Adam, Anfiq unfaq alaik, give and take. You spend in path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah will spend upon you. You see, logically, that's why in one of the ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala diminish, destroy the riba, usury, interest, وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the sadaqat in charity. That's why it comes in the hadith, the close meaning, on the Yawmul Qiyamah, a person will be brought in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will see the heaps of the amal like Mount Uhud. And he will wonder, Ya Allah, I was very poor in this world. I did not have money or wealth. I did not spend this much of wealth. Maybe your angels made a mistake. This belonged to someone else. And by mistake, they brought in my account. Sometimes bank make a mistake. They transfer money of someone else to your account by mistake. It's not yours. So he will say, Ya Allah, I never had this kind of wealth. The whole life I was poor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind him, yes, you are right, you were poor. But remember one day, you spent $1, for example, and you were very sincere, and you were in need of that dollar at that time. But you sacrifice yourself, your need, your zarura, and you spend on someone else. That $1 which you spend for my sake, although at that time you were not even thinking big reward for this, but because I check your heart and you were very sincere, you had no other intention of showing off or anything else or getting reward back from that person to whom you gave. You were 100% sincere. And because of that, your sincerity, I grab that $1 and I increase it. In the hadith, the misal example of one date. That, and I increase it from that day onwards up till now. And it is the Qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now it became the size of Mount Uhud. It all belongs to you. Go to Jannah. See? So any amount, don't think is insignificant. Think big for the side of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, in the zanne abdi bi, I am with my servant according to his expectation. The way my servant expect me, I becomes like that. Although according to your capacity, you spending only $5, but inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it can be $1,000,000 because of your ikhlas, because of sincerity. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in encouraging us. Manzalladhi, such a beautiful, you know, example, such a beautiful way of expression of Allah's mercy. Manzalladhi yuqridullah qardan hasanan yudha'ifu lahu adha'afan kaseera. Who is there who give loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Loan to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah will multiply it according to his rahmah, according to his mercy, and definitely return him back on the Yawm al-Qiyamah where he is going to need the most. Think and ponder, my brothers. After all, Allah is not poor. Every penny which we possess, granted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mimma razaqnakum. So many places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlighted. This wealth you claiming that is yours is not yours. I have granted you. And from that wealth which is amanat in your hand, you did not bring from the womb of your mother. I granted you. From that wealth, I am asking you to spend today little bit, and I will return back on the Yawm al-Qiyamah by multiplying it. Many folds. Qarz, we don't like it. Qarz means, you know, taking some loan from somebody. We're taking loan, mortgage for the house, big mortgages for 30 years, 35 years, and keep on paying entire life, right? To the bank, with the interest, heavy interest. We're buying car with the interest, right? We have insurance, life insurance, some people do it, which is not jais, but we do it, right? So we don't like loan, we don't like to beg somebody, please give me the loan. It's disgraceful. It's like insulting. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, it's not the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but saying of the scholar, that yadul ulya khairun min yadis sufla. The upper hand is better than the lower hand. So you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah make you giver instead of beggar. Allah can change the situation, Allah can change the condition. A person was millionaire, something happened, flood or fire, or something happened, disaster, and he lost everything. He's alone with his clothes. Nothing remained. He became beggar. Right? The halat condition can change. So always make dua, O Allah, make me giver, upper hand. Instead of, in that condition, I have to beg from some people. So begging, taking a loan, we don't like it. Right? But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, who is that who give me a loan? And then I will return him back on the Yawmul Qiyamah, which he need the most. And look what we think, if I give somebody $5, $10, I'm going to lose from my pocket. At that moment, the shaitan comes in whisper that you're going to lose it. But we have to think beyond it. I'm not losing, I will get it more on the Yawmul Qiyamah. That is called tawakkul, that is called trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is called yaqeen, conviction in faith in the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala says, Ibn Adam, unfit unfakali. The more you spend, I will grant you the more. And this is the minimum. Manja'a bil hasanati falahu ashram salihah. If you spend $1, Allah will grant you tenfold at least, 10 times more. There are so many evidence, we don't have time to go through, inshallah, next time. But this is evident that you spend little bit in path of Allah with sincerity to only to please Almighty Allah. Allah will not deprive you from that wealth. In this world, Allah will grant you the more wealth and barakat and blessing. And in hereafter, definitely your reward will be tremendous. May Allah give us tawfiq to understand this and spend and give tawfiq to spend in path of Allah.